And next up on the teleconference is Rutgers acting head coach Tim Eatman. The Scarlet Knights are the number 3 seed in this year's tournament. They'll have a double bye before beginning their postseason run in the tournament's last quarterfinal game on Friday night. Coach, thanks for joining us today. If you could, please give us some quick opening comments, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Well, we're just thankful to have an opportunity to come to Indy, and we're thankful to have an opportunity to get some rest before going into play. We understand it's going to be a tough road ahead of us, so the much rest we can get now will be the better. We're also thankful for these young kids, how hard they're competing and playing well for Coach Stringer in our absence, and we're just excited about the moment.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Christy Winterscott with BTN.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm terrific.
Great. With the absence of Stephen Stringer for exhaustion, just speak to how you've had to adapt to your new role of leading this team and got that victory to get the 3 seed and the double bye. What have you had to do internally and externally to lead this team in her absence?
Well, first of all, it hasn't been a huge change because of the fact that Coach prepares us every day for all the challenges that we may have. I mean, especially when if you have the scout, you sit next to her during the basketball game. So it's almost like you're being the head coach at that moment. The only difference is that you're not making the final decisions. As far as practice leading up into a scout, you're the one that's preparing the team. And as the kids hear your voice, instructing them on how to do things. So it's been an easy transition because I learn from her every day. And they tell you when you really understand your leader, you understand the next word that she would say out of her mouth. And so we're just basically trying to do the things the way she would want them done, and we continue to practice and continue to play with that in mind.
And with that being said, with the double bye that you all have earned, the approach, you said that it's good to have the team get some rest and to refocus for the postseason. In terms of what you want to see from the team on Friday, what are the good things that your team brings to the table that makes it difficult for opponents?
Well, we want to play hard. First of all, you know, there's no substitute for effort and no substitute for the energy that you have to bring. Coach Stringer always talks about, you know, the one thing you have that you can control, and that's you. And we can control ourselves, and when we can control ourselves, that means that we're going to have to be focused. We're going to have to play with great passion. We're going to have to play with great energy. And we're going to have to play extremely hard. Those things we can control. We can't control whether we're going to make shots. We can't control what our opponents are going to do. But we can control what we're going to do. And so right now our focus is on today. We practice today. We're still in practice right now to try to work out a lot of the kinks and the things that we're not doing right. And then tomorrow we'll take off, and then Wednesday we'll come back late Wednesday night, hopefully if compliance and the NCAA will allow us to practice after 9 o'clock to start getting prepared for a late start. So those are the things that we're trying to do to get ourselves ready to play in Indy. But I can tell you one thing, these kids are going to play hard, and I can guarantee you that they're going to play with great enthusiasm.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Howard McDowell, High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. I wanted to talk about Zipper Broughton in particular, and just the fact that she's had obviously an increase in minutes. She's played 20 minutes or more in 3 of the last 4 games. What you've seen out of her, what you think is a reason that she's had the kind of success she had, and how you think it augurs for the future?
Well, We brought Zippy in and talked to her, and right before she started playing really, really good. And we just sat her down and we said, now, you're not a freshman anymore. These are the things that we need from you. And we asked her if she could give us 8 to 10 points a game. We needed that from her. But when we got a chance to sit down and talk to her, we asked her, how did she want to get those points? You know, whether she wanted to come off ball screen, whether she wanted to come off staggers. Did she feel comfortable running the point guard position? And she shared things with us that we was able to, that we're now able to implement into her game. And I think that's given her a sense of peace, you know, because she sees us all trying to work together to get her to become the best basketball player she can possibly be. It was interesting that prior to the game, one of my coworkers, Coach Jamal, said, "I think Zippy's gonna have a great night. She looks really refreshed." And of course, she went out there and did that. So she's always been a talented player. Just understanding how to get the most out of her and put in the right positions on the basketball court is one of the things that we, as a staff, was trying to make sure we got accomplished.
Thank you. If I could ask your question, it's actually a follow-up on something that Christy was asking. Also, I'm just curious, you know, obviously it's a challenging situation to figure out how workflow operates with Coach Stringer out. And I just wonder how you went about doing that, how you went about figuring out sort of, you know, what you're going to be doing, how you're going to be incorporating it with her over these few weeks.
Well, the number one goal is for Coach Stringer to get some rest. So that means that she don't need phone calls. That means that she don't need to be worried about what's going on here. We have to give her a sense of peace that everything is fine here so she can have some peace at home. So that was the first priority. So as of this moment right now, from the first day, I have not called her. I have not texted her. If she's texted me a couple of times and say, "Great job, here's the plan hard." But I try to stay as far away from Coach as I can, because I know Coach is the type of person that gets consumed with everything. And so if you ask her one question, that means you're going to have to start talking about 5 or 10 different things. And so I just try to stay away from her so that she can be refreshed, so when we get a chance to go in the NCAA tournament, that she's back full speed, ready to go. And so that was the first priority. The second priority was to make sure the kids could understand that we could still have success in an absence, and that everyone had to take a bigger role and everyone had to take another step up to try to get the job done. And to their credit, they've all done that. And then the third thing was to make sure that I promised them that we will always be prepared. They would never go into a game not being prepared. And that was the way I told them that's the way I'm going to show you that I love you, is by making sure that you're prepared. So that's kind of the approach we made. And so my biggest fear was when Coach said to me she wasn't going to be here, and she said that, you know, I'd be back at the NCAA tournament, at that moment I realized that there was no looking back. We had to get to the tournament, because the last thing I wanted to do for her to come back disappointed. So we as a staff have been totally tuned in, locked into getting this team to be the best that they can possibly be every moment. And, you know, as Coach will always say, all hands on deck. All hands are on deck in this office, and everybody's focused on that mission.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We have time for one final question from the media.
Final question is from Ann Brightman on the Banks.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to ask about the resiliency of this team, just dealing with the adversity both off the court, but also the last two games coming from behind yesterday by 16. Just their mindset entering the postseason, and how you feel, you know, where this team is at going into Friday.
Well, I hope their mindset, number one, is stop being so far behind. That's the first thing. But their mindset has been, you know, when we came into the locker room at Ohio State, I just asked them two questions. Are they beating us because they're better, or are they beating us because we're not mentally tough enough? If the answer is they're beating us because they're better, then I can accept that. But if the answer to the question is beating us because they're mentally tougher than we are, then that's not acceptable. And so we just asked them to just lock down, take one pass at a time, not one play, but take one pass at a time, make one defensive shift at a time. And if we could do those things and stay mentally tough, then we would be just fine. And I shared with them this in the locker room, and they, You know, they kind of laugh, and I never knew the score of the game. At halftime, I actually thought we was down 7-9, and one of my coworkers said, "No, we're down 13." And I didn't know we won the game by 10 until I watched the film. I finally realized we won by 10. And it wasn't by design. It was just a simple fact. We have to play hard every possession. And if we're so focused on being the best we can be on the defensive end and being as efficient as we can be on the offensive end, then you don't really have to look at the score. And I told them, I can look in their eyes and tell whether we're winning or we're losing, because that's how in tune we have to be with each other to know that we're trying to be a good basketball team.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this week.
Thank you.